European Union to the rescue?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Global stock markets are breathing more easily about all this debt owed by Greece. There seems to be a growing sense the European Union, particularly Germany, will step in with some kind of short-term fix. Our Europe correspondent is Stephen Beard, and he joins us live. Stephen, why the sudden outbreak of optimism?
Well, stories in the German media suggesting that the Germans have changed their mind. They apparently have decided now that this debt crisis could spread to other parts of the Eurozone, Spain and Portugal, for example, where German banks have a big exposure, and that the whole thing could destabilize the euro. So it's in Germany's interest to help the Greeks.
And what kind of help specifically are we talking about?
Well, we don't know yet. We'll have to wait for a major summit in Brussels tomorrow to find out for sure. But the word is that the Germans will temporarily guarantee the Greek government's debts. Now, that'll take off the immediate pressure, but it's not a lasting solution. Professor Jeffrey Wood of Cass Business School says Greece needs something much more radical.
The kind of help Greece needs is that someone comes in and takes over its economy and runs it, in particular, controlling the public sector, which is totally out of control. Tax revenues don't come in and expenditure grows without limit. Until that's sorted, Greece is going to be in trouble with its debt.
What he's talking about there is a small step down the road towards a political union in Europe, a small step towards a so-called United States of Europe. That would be hugely controversial, but in the long term, it may be what's needed to save the euro.
Very interesting to watch these developments. Marketplace's Stephen Beard, thank you.
Okay, Bill.
This crisis in Greece has battered Europe's single currency. And some of this weakness has been caused by foreign exchange speculators. They've been shorting the euro, betting it will fall further. Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman with more.
Hedge funds and other investors have bet nearly $8 billion against the euro. That's the biggest short position ever taken on the currency. It's a bet that struggling countries like Greece, Portugal, and Spain won't cut spending enough to control their deficits, and that Europe's central bank and strong economies like Germany won't step in. The short position against the euro is now pressuring European bank officials to help the weakest countries stabilize their finances. Jan Randolph analyzes market risk at IHS Global Insight in London.
So far we've seen words, good-sounding words of support, although they've made it absolutely clear the action has to take place in the front line with regard to Greece, Portugal, Spain. As long as they take action in the right direction, they will be ultimately supported by the rest of the eurozone.
Randolph says the euro may well rise long term since the fundamentals in many European economies remain strong. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
As we said, investors seem more optimistic. European stocks are up more than 1% this morning. Earlier today, Asian markets were mostly higher too. Yesterday, the Dow moved north of 10,000 again, up 150 points to 10,058. And while Toyota is fixing brakes, Honda says it's recalling another 440,000 cars for faulty airbags. That brings Honda's airbag recall up near a million vehicles.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Microsoft, offering cloud computing for businesses with solutions for managing the transition to the cloud while managing costs for customers at Microsoft.com/cloud services. By Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act. And by PBS, presenting Faces of America with Henry Louis Gates Jr., Meryl Streep, and Stephen Colbert, who dig into their family trees tonight at 8, 7 Central on PBS.
In the aftermath of last month's earthquake, roughly 600 tent cities have sprung up around Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince. Reporter Sabri Benachour says these tent cities have become little centers of commerce.
Juan du Jour Gilbert is using a little shovel to mix up some crushed ice in a cooler.
I'm selling snow cones. It's just ice, syrup, and a little cup. They go for 10 cents.
We are in a tent city inside a soccer stadium. 4,600 people live on the AstroTurf here, sheltered by sheets hung on 2x4s. Gilbert is just trying to maintain business as usual, selling little pieces of continuity in a cup to people whose lives couldn't be more upside down. He pushes around a red tricycle cart with flat tires and a sign that reads,
Pieditas Gejul. En vrai?
Or loosely translated, hard days, I got them. But Gilbert says the days aren't actually that hard here. People are buying.
Lord knows why. I mean, our situation is impossible. But you know, snow cones aren't that expensive. It's a treat for the kids.
Near the entrance to the tent city, Edna Delis stirs a pot of spaghetti and herbs.
This is my business. It's kind of like a little restaurant.
Little it is. Just a cart, a charcoal-fired pot, and some ingredients. Eggs, vegetables, dried fish.
People can benefit from my cooking, and I can make a little bit of money.
People here get free rice from the World Food Program, but those who can afford it opt for something different now and again. Delisa's business is steady, if not brisk. About 30 feet away, you'll find the city's tech sector.
There are a lot of people here who have cell phones that need charging, and there's no electricity.
Willie Reynold-Bissent sits at a table with two surge protectors connected to a gas generator. This is where the tent city charges its phones.
If a customer doesn't have their own charger, it's 60 cents. If they have a charger and just need to plug in, it's 40 cents.
And the business is expanding. Bissent is reserving one of his plugs for a barbershop, i.e. a friend with a set of hair clippers. From Port-au-Prince, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.
And finally, Austrian millionaire Karl Rabiter says he was recently at a Hawaiian resort when he realized everyone was playing a role. The staff was acting friendly. The guests were acting important. He wanted to start his real life. So the Daily Telegraph reports Rabiter is selling all his possessions and giving the money to charity. He's even raffling off his Alpine home, selling raffle tickets to people who must believe that what didn't make him happy will make them happy. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.